Hello, Pawtucket. How are you doing? Good morning to you. My name is Denise Dennis, and this is the Talk Station of the Nation, 92.3 Nigeria Info FM. Today is Tuesday, the 8th day in the month of February 2022. 11 minutes gone past the 9 o'clock hour, and it is time to have great conversations from now up until 12 noon. You and I will share this space together. We start with office bids, something centered on businesses, particularly owning a business here in River State. In time past, we've had people move. Where are you going to? I'm leaving River State. Why? The kind of business I do is not thriving here. I need to go and test the waters elsewhere. I'm leaving Abuja. Why? Things are not moving well for me. Here, I want to go and test the waters in other places. You know what they say about greener pastures? Yes, some people have either come into River State to seek greener pastures, others are leaving River State to seek greener pastures. And the focus is centered on the entrepreneurs, those who own businesses. The question we'll try to answer for this hour would be, does River State have an enabling environment for all businesses to thrive? I will give an instance and then the conversation will continue from there. And of course, you know that you can be a part of it by calling the studio lines or sending your messages via the WhatsApp or Telegram number or watching us live on our social media handles as well and dropping your comments in the comment session. The 10 o'clock hour will start with a news update at 10, and then I'll be back for us to have a chit chat about all them promos. You see, buy this and you stand a chance to win a car, you stand a chance to win an all expense paid trip, or if you open the crown cock and you check, you will see this and that. Have you ever won something? Really, have you actually won something from all of these companies that come up with these promos? Or you feel like, you know what, you get people in and they give them. They are people that they select and they give it to them, and then they show them on TV, on social media as the winners of these items. Then our final conversation is centered around the drivers and car owners. Driving without driver's license and complete vehicle documents. The question for that hour would be, why is the habit of not owning or renewing a driver's license and complete vehicle documents prevalent among drivers, car owners? You see, whenever they spot a police checkpoint or they spot officials of FRSC, they try to do a U-turn, they flee. They run, and sometimes they put you, the passengers, at a risk because they're doing something wrong against the traffic rules. And you begin to wonder, what is so difficult about actually owning your papers, complete papers, and renewing when they have expired? And then the show will officially come to an end. Then the news bulletin, the major news bulletin at 12 noon, and after that, the sunny side. So, let's get the ball rolling. Still, hello, Pawtucket. Without further ado, for those of us who have lived long enough in River State, 10 years, 5 years, 20 years, 30 years, 50 years, you've been here all your life, or you just came to River State, we have seen businesses rise and fall. There's some companies that were established in this state, and after a while, nothing to write home about. Yes, these companies were sometimes named after, no, major areas were named after this company. So you can tell somebody you're going to UTC. It was because of the company there, UTC. You can tell someone you're going to one area like that in River State, and the area was named after the company or the business that was located there. So it was easier for you to tell the bus driver or the bus conductor or the taxi driver, stop me here, because businesses did exist. If I would reel out some businesses that did not thrive here, one of them, I'm surprised, is a fast food restaurant. If you lived in town area, you would have seen branches of this kind of business in those days. Let me sound like old people. In those days, the company would start, then do business for a while, then close down, then start again, do business for a while, then close down. The name of the company starts with M, and most of you used to go there to eat. These are just some examples I can remember top of my head. We have patronized businesses and sometimes wonder the challenges they face and are thrilled by the success stories of some of these businesses. Sometimes the stories we hear from business owners are discouraging, at other times encouraging, leading to comparisons between what is obtainable here in River State and what is obtainable in other states. The recent example will be the ban on motorcycles or motorbikes that affected logistics companies that had dispatch riders go to deliver goods, products to customers. The impact it had on the online businesses and some businesses was huge. Low patronage was on the front burner. There was also the traffic situation. You know, even when you get people to patronize you, getting vehicles to pick up things at the delivery point, pick up things from the business owner to take to the delivery point was usually a challenge, or is usually a challenge. But there's good news, as they started issuing, what's it called now? The River State government has said that it has started issuing permits to logistics business owners. So that takes care of that. At least we can breathe and say, okay, that's over and done with. But what about other businesses? Think about it. Does River State really have an enabling environment for all businesses to thrive? Are there businesses that you say, oh, in River State, this one will work? Like Bolly and Fish, for example. You know that this is the base of Bolly and Fish. You cannot compare what we serve you here to the Bolle, the roasted plantain and granite you probably would have in Lagos. So yes, time and again, it will continue to thrive. That's one business that will thrive. The mechanic businesses will thrive. Am I right? Cars will develop faults and would need people to repair these vehicles. But what about other businesses? Let's talk. Thus, River State provides the enabling environment for all businesses to thrive. We have the issue of taxation. We have the issue of having the local government boys moving from shop to shop to go and collect this levy and this permit and that permit. And it becomes too, it drains the owners of these businesses, and some of them are even forced to close down. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and 0817-923-0009. We have a WhatsApp and Telegram number. It is 0809-030-6416. Also, watch us live on Facebook and Twitter. It is at Nigeria Info PH and both platforms. Like, share, and also do remember to drop your comments in the comment session. While you call, please, I would like for you to remember this.
We interrupt this program.
Bulletin. An important news bulletin.
Just a reminder, when you call us, turn down your radio so you don't sound like this.
Good morning. You're listening to Nigeria Info. Good morning. What is your name?
Hello. Hello. Is that Nigeria Info?
Please, can you please turn down your radio?
My name is Nigeria.
Oh, dear.
We want to hear from you. Give us a call, then turn down your radio so we can all listen on Nigeria Info. Info.
So once again, we can't say it enough. When you call us, remember to turn down the volume of your radio set for a better communication experience. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Good morning, Dennis.
Yes, good morning to you. Welcome.
Kinke Daniel.
Welcome. Go ahead.
First of all, you mentioned is like Michelin. in those days, when you bought a taxi, you say, take me to Michelin. Even though it's at a transformer industrial layout and other companies like that. But for what you are saying, why people leave Port Harcourt to other cities is that it is very expensive to live in Port Harcourt. I think after Abuja, the next most expensive city is Port Harcourt. Even Lagos is cheaper, you know, for ordinary man, you know, to stay and drive, doing all this little business, maybe mechanic and all the rest of them. And I think another thing that drives people away from Port Harcourt is multiple taxation.
Of course, okay.
In other states, a local government, they collect their taxes or dues or whatever. But here, you get the one from Aboros, you get the one from local government, all these tax forces and all the rest of them. I am telling you, in Aba, there are other little things you can do. So somebody coming into Port Harcourt with maybe a 200,000. I don't know the kind of business that you can survive, or even before you even rent the shop or the store, it's all over. Thank you very much. Thank you, Daniel Imogen.
Okay, so multiple taxation, and then he mentioned rent. Why did I forget to mention rent? Maybe I would have mentioned it, but he mentioned rent. Well, for the issue of rent, people have found their way around that one, and that's why they say they have their businesses online. So all you do is go to their social media handles or maybe their website and make your purchase and it gets delivered to you. But what about businesses that cannot exist online or may find it difficult to exist online? Yes, I think the issue of rent, people have complained over time that house rent or shop rent. If you go to the average plaza and you say you want to rent a space, how much does it actually cost? That's something to think about. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and 0817-923-0009. WhatsApp and Telegram number once again is 0809-030-6416. A message on WhatsApp says, River State is not a good place for medium-scale businesses. Imagine in my street, which is mainly inhabited by Uniport students, you will see that the big supermarkets in the Chilbert Junction had taken the business from the petty shop owners. Emako, send that in. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you. Welcome. What's your name?
Martin, I'm calling from Harcourt.
Welcome. Go ahead, please.
This is rent.
Rent.
One is rent.
Rent, okay.
Secondly, multiple taxation.
Multiple taxation, okay.
Multiple taxation. That's a bigger problem. People are moving away from Port Harcourt.
Okay. All right. But do we have these same problems in other parts of Nigeria? I mean, have you ever moved from Port Harcourt out of Nigeria, River State out of Nigeria, have you ever moved, I beg your pardon, out of River State or Port Harcourt to other states and probably things are different? If you're listening from other parts of Nigeria, please, you are part of the conversation as well. Let's sort of draw some comparison with what we have in River State and what you have maybe in Lagos. You're listening from Lagos, you're listening from Abuja, you're listening from Cross River State or any other state of the Federation. Remember, you can also listen to us online. Our website is www.nigeriainfo.fm and you can download our mobile app from your app store, the Nigeria Info app. Tap on Port Harcourt and listen to all our programs. We're going to go on a commercial break. We come back and the conversation continues. To stay tuned to us.
Hello, Port Harcourt. Say hello to the buzz, the vibes, the peculiarities and regularities of a contemporary city.
Hello, Port Harcourt. Let's talk about this modern metropolis sprawling from the city to the exurbs, the suburbs, township, community and your locality.
Let's talk about happenings in your neighborhood, standards at your workplace, social amenities and issues of great concern to you on Hello, Port Harcourt.
Hello,
every weekday from 9 a.m. to midday on your number one station for talk, news and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Welcome back to Hello Port Harcourt. On this first hour, we're looking at owning a business in Rivers State. And the question I asked was, does Rivers State have the enabling environment for businesses, all businesses, to thrive? We have stayed long enough in this state, for those of us who have, and businesses that used to exist in time past, they no longer exist. And one begins to wonder, what is the problem? Is it a policy problem? Is it a rent problem, like someone mentioned? Someone also mentioned the issue of multiple taxation. What other problems are peculiar to businesses here in Rivers State? Some people have left. Some have closed business. You know, you knew someone that used to own a shop, used to own a supermarket, used to own one factory or the other, and a person says, I'm not doing business anymore. You are wondering why. I said, I beg. River State, need a boom. I need to move. I want to give you a practical example. For those of you in the music industry, entertainment industry, you know you've always drawn comparison between the entertainment industry in River State and that which we have in Lagos. And we've had most of our very big artists move to Lagos. Some music producers are leaving to Lagos. A lot of people in the entertainment sphere are moving to Lagos because for them, maybe the entertainment industry doesn't boom as much as it booms in other parts of Nigeria. So you would always have that comparison. I mean, sometimes when we have some of these artists coming to the studio and we ask them, it's a business. It's a legitimate business, by the way. And you ask them, why the move to Lagos? And they start telling you, oh, this one happened, oh, that one happened. Now, that's for the entertainment industry. What about the several other industries we have? Why do we have businesses falling? Why do we have people relocating? Why is it a possibility for a product that was once in existence here in Rivers State? It's out of stock. But when you travel to other states of the Federation, you will find these same products for sale there. What exactly is the problem? My name is Pi Flemis. River State, from what I've heard about that place, no business can survive there. Why? Too much thugs. Thuggery is affecting even the smallest of businesses. This is from Facebook, by the way. Adi Oji says, the political statement made by the government and its policies affecting the businesses in the state. Abdul Ghani Ujima says, good morning, Denise. For me, with the present government, I doubt about it because his policy, tax force everywhere has made businesses unbearable. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Yeah, Mr. Zion, good morning to you.
Mr. Zion, you're welcome. Let's talk.
I will look at it as all to do with the government policy.
Government policy, okay.
Yeah, government policy. You know, government policy has to do is encompassing, one, how much is the shop rent?
Shop rent, okay.
Yes. Two, who are these tax collectors? Three, power supply.
Power supply.
How far? Four, road network, how well and how good, which also has to do with logistics. Now, you now look at the people, they themselves. How often are they receiving their salaries? How well are companies paying their workers? To be honest, Port Harcourt, between the civil service and commercial workers or private individuals, I would say it's around 40-60%. Let me be honest to you. For this period, workers are not, civil servants are not receiving their salaries adequately. And these are the people that run the economy of River State. Check very well. Whenever civil servants are receiving their salaries, business will be picking up. People will be ordering things, buying things. Even people that were owing you before,
so you are saying the economy of River State is heavily dependent on the civil servants?
heavily depending on the civil servant.
How much does an average civil servant earn? I mean, you're not even talking about the people working for the multinationals. Those multinationals.
Mm. Multinationals know where they spend their money. I'm telling you the truth. The people that run the economy of River State are the civil servants.
Wow.
That civil servant that will take his 19,000 naira to Creek Road Market and bribing Sam Prewinkle and everything. Go to Creek Road and see them. Mm-hmm. How many multinationals go there to buy those things?
Even
those people that will buy it and bring it and now we sell it to the multinationals. So I think the government should wake up.
Thank you very much, Mr. Zion. Hello, Potakas. Good morning. I'm sorry we lost that call. Back to WhatsApp. A message here says, you mentioned mechanics. The shades are still there, but a lot of high-end vehicle dealership shops have closed. One of the major issues is security for both the physical structures and the owners of those businesses. Just think for a bit. Almost every organization, from medium-sized to larger businesses, all have stories of how their staff have been kidnapped. I mean, my cousin who used to work with PHED had his car stolen at Ordnance Road and was later kidnapped for 24 hours. His devices, debit cards were all taken. Needless to say, he has now taken up a job in Lagos. Ha. Which is a huge negative factor here. You can just wake up one day to hear that the governor has banned your business indefinitely in the entire state. Hello, Patakat. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning to you. Welcome.
All right. I'm Richard. I'm calling from Mbaba.
Richard, you're welcome.
I happen to have a business in Patakat.
Okay.
In Lagos and in Aba, Abia State.
Wow. Interesting. Go ahead. Tell us about
that. I can tell you for a fact that one of the major constraints we have in Patakat is a taxation and insecurity.
Taxation and insecurity.
For example, you have a team that will come and give you waste bin. Like I'm from Obiako for waste bin.
Mm.
I have my own waste bin that is bigger and stronger than the one they are supplying. But I have to pay them to take their own inferior waste bin. And then they give me a sticker. Now, this is just one among the many, many different people that comes around to collect taxes. Now, this actually affects prices of things here, which makes it more expensive, thereby pushing people to go to Lagos where they get it easier and cheaper. Now, secondly, Lagos has a port, a functioning port.
Mm.
So when importations are done, it's easy for you to collect your goods and go to your shop. But transporting them all the way from Lagos to Port Harcourt actually adds a premium to it. So all this actually affects the business. Needless to talk about the security. If by 6 o'clock you're still in your shop, you have the risk of being robbed. And even if you call the police, they will do nothing about it. You spend money for investigation and nothing is done. So it's a hostile environment for businesses to survive. I think these two are actually topping the chart in my own.
Okay, so if you don't mind me asking, what kind of business are you into?
Okay, I'm into printing. We do printing of billboards, publication of books, and souvenirs.
All right, thank you. So that's printing business. Hello, Patakat. Good morning. Back to WhatsApp. I'm Soki Fubara from Patakat. People would be saying people are moving away from Patakat and they are still here. Go to Waterlines or the airport and see the people tripping into town. Rent here is not too different from Lagos. You can make good cash here if you are business savvy. So in my opinion, Port Harcourt is a good place for business. Port Harcourt was established in the year 1913 because of its strategic business environment. Also, know that Port Harcourt is a cosmopolitan city. Lots of people, despite bad rumors, still run down here to put up businesses. Majority of young graduates will love to start a career here because it's a liberal and prime place to live in Nigeria. All right. A message here says, Agberus, multiple taxation, hostility and bad government policy. Tricia. Too much stocks, unfavorable government policy, too many tax force, electricity challenges, insecurity, finally poor demand of our own rivers companies to embark on capital projects for the government. Chika, send that in. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning. Hello. Okay, it's very simple. Turn down the volume of your radio set when you call. Once again, remember, we are live on Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning. And we lost our call. Apologies. Good morning. Apart from the colonial era, companies that have ceased to exist, like UAC, UTC, Michelin, LNCA, Leventis, Buick, etc. Our own local business setups were never built to last. We should all forget about the excuse of multiple taxation. They had profits as their motives and priorities. Why are churches not closing shop? These churches settle both the communities and the security agents. Anything that is built to last will last. Barry Johnson. It's church a business. I have asked this question before now. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning. Turn off your radio set, please. 0817-923-0002 is the WhatsApp and Telegram number. Does River State have an enabling environment for all businesses to thrive? Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning to you. Welcome. Let's talk.
Okay. I think for me, River State is a very good place to do business. Because if you check other places, I mean, it does not matter what you do. You always have something to go home with. So all the ones people are talking, they are just trying to, you know, pull down the state. The state is so, I don't know how to put it, but it's a place where you can do business and then you go home with something. So it's a place to do business, irrespective of the task force and all this they are talking about. And even the task force of the team. The government in recent times have been trying to see how they can reduce double taxation. Even though they still need to do more because these are bureaus that they are like thieves. There is no place you go. You say is crime free. You still have to have all those pocket of small money. But in a general note, I think it's a place to do business. And what we need is for the media houses and people around to continue to complain those things that are not okay. And thank God for the governor we have.
Is it our duty to complain? Hello? You said something about the media houses to complain. Is it our duty to complain?
Yes, you are like a watchdog. You don't have to sleep and then you expect the society to be okay.
All right,
otherwise, why are you there?
Thank you very much. You know, the word complain means a lot of things to a lot of people. We'll come back to that maybe some other time. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. You're welcome.
Yeah, honorable gentleman.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, you can see River City. River City is very peaceful for business. Like, if you're looking at River City, compare River City with Lagos. River City is more booming. It's booming. You go to Faga, go to Obiakpo, Buku Nkoro. They aren't owning houses. I believe in your station, you are not hearing anything crisis in River State. More people from Lagos are entering River State as I'm talking to you. Just come early morning, water line, and room full of houses. You see people bouncing in River State to come and do business. Thank you very much. God bless you. And I have me for
okay. What's Alliance? Another people are coming in. Are they actually coming in to do business? And do they stay or do they move with time? Do they stay? I mean, you have neighbors, and let's assume that one of your neighbors, you know, transferred from one state to another and came to River State because the business or the company he works for transferred him because they were hoping to set up a branch here. And the person probably came to manage the branch, or the person came to, you know, function in one capacity. And then after a while, the neighbor is telling you, I'm going back. And you're wondering, why is it? We've closed Port Harcourt branch. Why are we closing Port Harcourt branch? Why did you close Port Harcourt branch? The place, the business was not moving. I'm asking, all businesses, or are there some businesses that will thrive regardless in River State? They will thrive, whether it's the issue of multiple taxation, the issue of rent, the issue of thuggery, the issue of insecurity, kidnapping and all. And there are other businesses that, you know what, if you want your business to thrive, don't take it to River State. We can point out some of these businesses. If you're a business owner, tell us your peculiar challenge. I'm glad that caller called and said he had his business situated in River State, Lagos, and what was the other state he mentioned? And he said he had a particular problem with River State, and he gave an instant example. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning. Back to WhatsApp. This one says, Diddy, good morning. River State is a nice place to do business. Understanding the 7 P's of marketing is one of the keys to thrive successfully in the market. They are as follows: product, price, promotion, place, packaging, positioning, and people. As products, markets, customers, and needs change rapidly, you must continually revisit these 7 P's to make sure you're on track and achieving the maximum results for you in today's marketplace. I am Alfred Osomiari. Thank you, Alfred. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. Welcome.
Well, thank you. Okay, I'll go straight. Let me tell you that there are different reasons why these things are happening.
Mm.
One is the culture of the people.
The culture
but
of the people.
The person I talk about is when you spoke about booming.
Mm.
Now, understand what happened. Before 1999, River State was relatively peaceful.
Mm.
But after 1990, after the elections and all that, the type of criminality that came into River State was strange. Criminality happens everywhere. In Lagos, they rob people on the bridges, open roads. They break their cars and while they are in there. But that criminality happens everywhere. But the types that happened in River State, kidnapping became very common. It's not only the things you lose that worries you. The psychological trauma that someone picked you up, a fellow human being picked you up, kept you for days, it's enough to drive anyone out of this thing. Unless you've not experienced or you've not known anyone that experienced it, it's enough to drive people. Yeah, criminality happens everywhere, robbery happens everywhere, that is different. But kidnapping is a lot different from robbery. Then, coming about the people, look, certain things. Remember that this kidnapping and all that criminality drove a lot of people. Look, before, white men used to trek on the streets of Port Harcourt. What are we talking about? These are people that send you. There is a bar close to my house every evening. About 30 white men came there. They drink to stupor. I'm talking about spending close to $1 million every night.
Mm.
Now, the white men are gone. Their cooks are gone. Their gardeners are gone. Their housemates are gone. All these things are deployment. All those people are earning minimum of 50,000 a month. We are talking about 20,000, 30,000. Who used to earn 50,000 a month?
Mm.
All going jobless. It affects the economy. Who are selling to those people? Those people selling to these people that don't have jobs, they've left. Go to Ome, over 10,000 people left the SLT. Those people are earning salaries, they've all gone. The businesses that depend on those salaries are gone. Okay, now, coming to the people, you know, the traditions of the people, grew up their life. For instance, I was doing a man's home. Lagos people, they have this all one, the lifestyle.
Yes.
It's their lifestyle, you can't change it. a big boy, someone that calls himself a big boy in Lagos, to attend an event that will have magazine, you know, glossy magazine present.
Mm.
He will call his girlfriend and nine of her friends and happily pay with his card.
Mm.
Pay gate for them. They will all enter. Mm. The cameras, the journalists, everybody will snap. The
paparazzis,
you know,
and all.
Fine pictures.
Yeah.
But in Port Harcourt, a so-called big boy that may even be richer than the Lagos big boy, he will come and tell the event organizer, don't you know me? He wants to enter free. The event organizer paid money to rent that place.
Mm.
He is spending all the money and you're using don't you know me to enter their free. You see, so Lagos people, they have this lifestyle of spending money.
So are you indirectly saying that Port Harcourt people, we are somehow stingy? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I wouldn't say stingy. I would rather say it's not our lifestyle.
It's not our lifestyle to throw money
around.
All right then. Thank you. Thank you so much. Denise, River State is the worst place to do business. No business ideology. Mr. K, send that in. Mr. K, I would like for you to expatiate, if you do not mind. And this other one says, go to Trantamadi. You will know that nothing is happening in Port Harcourt. All companies are gone. I was at Trantamadi last month. Yeah, I still saw some of these companies. You know, Trantamadi used to be the industrial hub. I don't know if it can still be called the industrial hub of River State. I saw some companies. As for the ones that I knew existed before now, I still saw the structures. Whether or not they are still doing business in those structures, I cannot say. I didn't have the privilege of going into the structures to check. Good morning, Nigerian First. Sharon from Ada George. It's very simple. Lagos has a population, so there is more buying and selling activities in Lagos compared to Port Harcourt. But even in Port Harcourt, people are succeeding in business. Know your clients, know your skills, and people will buy. The problem I notice here is most of the boss owners lack creativity. Most of the business owners, I beg your pardon, lack creativity and professionalism. No changes to the old way of doing business. Do you know how many small businesses in Port Harcourt that are not registered? No website, no social media activity. In this era, how can you be discovered? There is crime all over Nigeria, not just Port Harcourt. The glaring issue I can visibly see now is Port Harcourt is the barb on dispatch. Okay, I can see now in Port Harcourt is the, I think you meant ban, okay, is the ban on dispatch riders. Like, it's almost impossible to separate fast delivery and small businesses. It affected my business, but I got a way around it and still at the same delivery charges, but just slightly slower. So we just need a more friendly administration in favor of business in Port Harcourt. Good morning, Didi. My answer to your question is yes and no. Yes, because back then, people that couldn't afford a shop could still sell at morning and night hours along the road or hawk around. Of course, we don't expect a pure water seller or akara and yam fryer to get a shop. No, because currently business have been made uneasy by the so-called tax force, and she said tout force. They go about catching things kept on display in front of shops. Tax force steal and destroy people's businesses, and the level of extortion in them has raised to the highest. If tax force is scrapped totally from this state, businesses will flourish. Hello, Port Harcourt. 0817-923-0002-0003-0007-0009. The humble bishop says, good morning, Didi. There's no place on earth where all businesses can thrive, including here in River State. Friday, Aneke Namoko says, River State is the best for business if only you know what you're doing here. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Good morning, Didi.
Good morning to you. Welcome. Let's talk.
Yes. River State is a very good place to do business. Yes, River State has the potentials to do business. But government policies, tax force, and insecurity has been the problem. And I think we are talking for development.
Yes,
and if government is listening,
they should rise up to this and put policies that will enable business to thrive and security. I sometimes work with a bank, a marketing team.
Okay.
And we go to customer places, and we go to Transamadi and other places. So many business places in the new GRA and Transamadi, some of those yards, if you go there, nothing is going on because of insecurity.
Mm.
When you talk of tax force, little business owners, you for instance, we go to oil mill, you see our mothers who are struggling to sell one item or the other on the floor. And you will see community boys, today another set of boys, tomorrow another set of boys, come to collect money from them until they cannot even make money from their business. And they will fold up and go home. I think if government is listening to us, they should rise up to do the needful. Put securities in place, regulate tax force, and allow us, in fact, we need people that will come and run River State as a company.